When you begin working as a geisha, you'll pay the Okia back for it, along with everything else you'll owe, your meals and lessons, if you get sick, your doctor's fees. You pay all of that yourself. Why do you think Mother spends all her time in her room, writing numbers in those little books? You owe the Okia even for the money it costs to acquire you. Throughout my months in Gion, I'd certainly imagined that money must have changed hands before Satsu and I were taken from our home. I often thought of the conversation I'd overheard between Mr. Tanaka and my father, and of what Mrs. Fidget had said about Satsu and me being suitable. I'd wondered with horror whether Mr. Tanaka had made money by helping to sell us, and how much we had cost, but I'd never imagined that I myself would have to repay it. You won't pay it back until you've been a geisha a good long time, she went on, and you'll never pay it back if you end up a failed geisha like me. Is that the way you want to spend your future? At the moment, I didn't much care how I spent my future. If you want to ruin your life in Gion, there are a dozen ways to do it, Auntie said. You can try to run away. Once you've done that, Mother will see you as a bad investment. She's not going to put more money into someone who might disappear at any time. That would mean the end of your lessons, and you can't be a geisha without training. Or you can make yourself unpopular with your teachers, so they won't give you the help you need. Or you can grow up to be an ugly woman like me. I wasn't such an unattractive girl when Granny bought me from my parents, but I didn't turn out well, and Granny's always hated me for it. One time she beat me so badly for something I did that she broke one of my hips. That's when I stopped being a geisha, and that's the reason I'm going to do the job of beating you myself rather than letting Granny get her hands on you. She led me to the walkway and made me lie down on my stomach there. I didn't much care whether she beat me or not. It seemed to me that nothing could make my situation worse. Every time my body jolted under the pole, I wailed as loudly as I dared and pictured Hatsumomo's lovely face smiling down at me. When the beating was over, Auntie left me crying there. Soon, I felt the walkway tremble under someone's footsteps and sat up to find Hatsumomo standing above me. Chiyo, I would be ever so grateful if you'd get out of my way. You promised to tell me where I could find my sister, Hatsumomo, I said to her. So I did. She leaned down so that her face was near mine. I thought she was going to tell me I hadn't done enough yet, that when she thought of more for me to do, she would tell me. But this wasn't at all what happened. Your sister is in a Joruya called Tatsuyu, she told me, in the district of Miyagawa-cho, just south of Gion. When she was done speaking, she gave me a little shove with her foot, and I stepped down out of her way.